Michael Tolkien, Tolkien's son, tells a story about how the youngest son, Christopher, was very invested in petty consistency and said, "The last time you told the story, you said Thorin had a green hood with a gold tassel, and this time you said he has a blue hood with a silver tassel." And Tolkien apparently said, "Damn the boy," wrote down which tassel he was supposed to have, and then was motivated to write down the entire story instead of telling it orally. So we can thank Christopher for The Hobbit and for many other things, as we'll see later when we do some of Tolkien's other works. In any event, Bilbo is bourgeois, and the dwarves are a representation of the ancient heroic ethos of the North, though they are dwarves and not heroes. And in Old Norse, dwarves are very keen on bargains and following the letter of the law and being a little bit tricky. And at this stage, Tolkien's working that in. I should also say that all the names of the dwarves come from an Old Norse source called the Dvergatal, which means the tally of dwarves or the list of dwarves. That's just smack dab in the middle of this poem called Völuspá, which is kind of the creation poem. And all of a sudden there's this list of dwarves, and Tolkien stole most of them directly from there. Really interesting is that one of the dwarf names in the Dvergatal is Gandalf, which means probably elf, the elf part, and Gand with a staff. So why is there an elf with a staff stuck in amongst this other list of dwarves? Again, it shows that problems or cruces, the singular of that is crooks, in medieval literature were inspirational to Tolkien. And by the way, his first drafts of The Hobbit, he named the wizard Bladderthin. And I somehow think that The Hobbit would not have been as great a classic if it had stayed Bladderthin instead of Gandalf. So, after the dwarves have convinced Bilbo to go on their quest, they head off into the wild. And the first monsters that bourgeois Bilbo encounters are the trolls. The trolls speak something like this. "Mutton yesterday, mutton today, and blimey if it don't look like mutton again tomorrow." They're the only monsters in The Hobbit that Tolkien uses specific spelling to indicate their dialect. And they have modern English names, lower-class modern English names of Tom and Bert, and then William, but who also goes by Will. The trolls have very bad manners, and Tolkien makes a big deal about that they have bad manners. So what's happened here? Bourgeois, safe little Bilbo has had to encounter scary working-class laborers. And why are the working-class laborers monsters? Or you could say the monsters depicted as working-class laborers, because that's one of the anxieties of the bourgeois. They're afraid of people who are big and strong and tough and mean, and that's what the trolls are. So in fact, when the trolls are talking about boiling and cooking and killing the dwarves in Bilbo, Tolkien keeps making little comments about their manners not being quite drawing room, and so forth. And they even wipe their fingers with mutton fat on their legs, and so forth.